again, we have a din, Balei Chayim Anat Ne'asarim. If a person bows down to his own animal, he deifies it, so the animal does not become Masa Bano. We discussed yesterday, Machlokes, Rashi and Tosis on the one hand, against the Rambam on the other hand. The Rambam is of the opinion that this is one and the same din with the Halacha of Mechuber, Einanessa. The Hatzad HaShav Shebehem is that it's Ein Bo Tvisas Yarorim. And Rashi and Tosis say it's not the same. Rashi and Tosis hold that Mechuber is not Nessa, that Mechuber doesn't even have a shame of it Izar at all. Yechayv Nisa, if you worship Mechuber, but the Cheftza of the Mechuber that you deified doesn't have a shame of it Izar, but Izar at all. As opposed to deifying a Behemah has a shame of it Izar, but it doesn't become Asabana. What's the difference to Medreita Aimsa Medreita here? What's the difference? But he say Mechuber doesn't have a shame of it Izar at all. Balei Chayim get a shame of it Izar, but nonetheless, the Mutabana. It's the same thing, bottom line, the Mutabana. So Rashi and Tosis claim the difference will have whether the tikruvis, if he shech the korban to this Balei Chayim, he deifies the Balei Chayim, and he shechts the korban to the Balei Chayim. So Rashi and Tosis do not agree with the Rambam. Rambam says that in all cases, if you shech the korban to the mechuber or to the Balei Chayim, the korban will become asa. Doesn't make a difference. The Rambam can make a difference because the Rambam holds that it's exactly the same din. Rashi and Tosis understood that the two different dinim, Mechuber Zayin and Nesar, and Balei Chayim and Nesar, so they understand that here it'll happen af kamina. But Mechuber doesn't have a shame of Avodah Zarah at all, so even the tikruvas of the Mechuber will be mutar. You are an Oibar Avodah Zarah, you'll be Chayv Misa, but the Chefts of the Mechuber doesn't have a shame of Avodah Zarah, so it's not called tikruvas for Avodah Zarah. Masheni can Balei Chayim have a shame of Avodah Zarah, the only thing is that it's not Nesar, that's because the Balei Chayim is a Balei Chayim. But if you shech the korban, you deify the Balei Chayim, you shech the korban to the Balei Chayim, then the korban, the tikruvas to the Balei Chayim will be nas. That's how Rashi and Tosis learn. So the
Lagavoyed
is nas. That's how we know that lehedyot is mutter, because you have the pasuk and babekam and memam at base. Min abak and min atzon. Min is a mil hotzias anevad. So from the fact that it's you need a pasuk to say that it's also lagavoya, that it's pasul, that's the inference from there, that lehedyet is muta. That's how you know that Balei Chayim ain't nesar. That mechuber zayin and nesar is based on the pasuk alahem al haharim lo yaharim alahem. The fact that Balei Chayim are not nesar is based on that pasuk. Min abok alahotzia sanem. So the Rambam holds once you have the two psukim, they blend in together to make one din of ain't bot tvisis yaro. Rashi Tosfos says no, the two psukim are two separate halachas with nafkaminas la halacha for the tikruvis. Yeah. So again, so the Gemara quotes Amar Rav Huna and Mem Amar Aleph right in the middle of the Amar Rav Huna. Hoyse b'emes chaveru rvutza lefnei avodah zarah shocha basimen echad asara. He's saying two chidushim. Chidush number one, Balei Chayim einem nesar. So he says if you do a aydei ma'isa, the Balei Chayim on nesar. That's if the behemoth would have belonged to me, Hashech Mayon. If I bow down, hamishtach v'le behemoth shal atzmo lo yasar, becomes posel la mizbeach. Never becomes pasul la mizbech, but it's muta lehedyot. But if shochet basim and echod, then Balei Chayim do become nesa. So Rashi gives you a moshel amada v'daima that it's like mechuber. If you mishtachve to your field, to your mountain that belongs to you, mishtachve lekarko adam lo yasrei, lo yasor achafe b'bar shicha namoris v'ishtachve aden asor. Al yidei maise, you can ask a Balei Chayim and you can ask a mechuber. From the fact that Rashi puts it together, Balei Chayim and Mechuber, that sounds like the Rambam. Rashi doesn't agree with the Rambam. Rashi and Tosfos hold it two different dinim, Balei Chayim and Mechuber. Okay, so the one chiddush of Rav Huna is that even though hamishtach lebehema lo yasara, but aydei ma'isa the behema does become masa. The second chiddush is it's behemas chaveroi. It's behemas chaveroi if I deify it, ein al masa dov v'shein ishalo, if I bow down to it. Doesn't even become posel on mizbeach. What right do I have? It's not mine. What right do I have to designate it as an evad? Who says that it's an evad? It doesn't belong to me. But if also b'maisa, then despite the fact number one that it's Balei Chayim, despite the fact number two that it's dovashen shaloi, he does asa. So that's Rav Huna's double chiddush. Rav Huna got it based on Ula. Ula came from Eretz Yisrael. Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yechon. Rav Huna lived in Bavel. So Rav Huna based it on what he heard from Ula b'shem Rav Yechanan that Afal Pisha Amru, even though the Tanoim said a mishtach v'lebehem eschaver aloy asora, If I deify someone else's behema, ain't on the most adab shenu shalach filo la mizbeach. But if also by ma'ase asar even lahed yod.
Does the Rambam hold that mishtachol
of behemas chaver does also? No, mishtachol of behemas chaver loy asar even la gavoya, because ain't on the most adab shenu shalach. Yeah, that the Rambam agrees to that. So Rav Huna says his din that also by ma'ase asara accomplishes two chidushim. Chidush number one, balechaim on nesarim like day ma'ase, just like mechubis nesar like day ma'ase. Chidush number two, the dovishenu shaloi is nesar like day ma'ase. And he understood Ula saying that a ma'ase zuta is sufficient. You don't need a ma'ase rabbi. Ula never said. He said also by ma'ase asar didn't say whether you shecht the shnei simonim. So Rav Huna understood Ula saying that it's sufficient with Simen Echad, and then Rashi explains based on the Hemshech Agmar, Simen Echad is labdavki, even Chatzi Simen is also good enough.
I understand, isn't
Yishtachava
also a
Maisa? No, but you have to do a Maisa, Begufa.
Yeah.
The television is over there, I bow down to the television. Now, the dollar bill is over there, I bow down to the dollars. But if I'm handling the thing, I would do a Maisa, Begufa Dover, then my intention does relate to his property. Like this, if I bow down, I'm not handling it at all. So my kavanas don't relate to someone else's property. So these are the two chidushim of Rav Huna. So the Gemara says on Amud Beis that truthfully there would have been room to distinguish between them. Amar Apapa, the Gemara has a mem on Amud Beis right in the middle. He loved Amar Rav Huna Simen Echad. If not for the fact that Rav Huna said that Simen Echad is Labdavki, even Chatzi Simen. The Gemara is beferish like that. Rashi writes on Amud Aleph. The Gemara is beferish and amid base explicitly that simen echad is labdavki, even chatzi simen, even less the chatzi simen. The Gemara says, if not for the fact that Rav Huna made that comment, you could have understood Ula differently. You could have said that Ula says, also ba ma'isa asor, you need a ma'isa zuta wouldn't be sufficient. And the Gemara explains that two different Rav Huna said two chidushim. Balechaim nesorim aydei ma'ise, and dovishenu shalo is nesor aydei ma'ise. So the Gemara was prepared to say a ma'ise zuta to shecht simen echad. If it would have been a behemah shali, so simen echad would be good. But like chofa b'bor shich and amoris karka oilam ena neseris. If also by ma'ise it asa, so also by ma'ise by the behemah would also be simen echad. But to say ena namosa dovishenu shalo aydei ma'ise zuta, that's a bigger chiddush. The Gemara says one could have distinguished and said, "Ein on the most adav sheinu shaloi, unless aide ma'isa that you need a ma'isa rabba. Ma'isa zuta wouldn't be sufficient." So that's the Gemara considers this the chiddush of Rav Huna. The Rav Huna holds that ma'isa zuta is sufficient for both.
Well, what's the good example of one simon? But there's other ma'isas you can do. I mean, you can shua horse, put on a horseshoe, or an animal, or put a saddle on
him. Yeah, but let's.
How do we
make Maisa Sutra, Maisa Rabbah? How do we define those? I think you need a Zrika Mishtaberis here, too. I don't know. Zrika Mishtaberis is a din of Tikrubis. That Tikrubis only become Osir if you're separating two things from each other. So I think by Ein Anamos Adob Sheinu Shaloi, if I'm deifying it, what's over here? What is he? He's shechting the other one's behema l'shem tikruvus or l'shem avodizara. Yishtach v'le behemas chavera, he's deifying the behema. And also b'maisa asara, the maisa means he's shechting it. So what do you mean he's shechting it as tikruvus? No? He's shechting it l'shem avodizara, he's shechting l'shem tikruvus. I think it means shechting it l'shem tikruvus for a different avodizara. There's not tikruvus to itself. If he kills the animal, how can it be tikruvus to itself?
That's the
avoda. That's the avoda. He's worshipping the animal by, he's deifying the animal by shechting it.
Would that be a bittul?
I don't know. I thought it meant that it's also by my sasur if I make it tikruvus asur. If I make it into, let's say, an avodah zarah, and then I nail on horseshoes, I deify the horse. I bow down to someone else's horse. So loy asara. And then I put on a saddle, and then I dress it up. I put on clothing, and I put on horseshoes. So then it should be asara mishum avodah zarah. maybe anachanami, maybe we'll be asorim mishum avodizar. Same as chofa b'borushich and amaris. Like Rashi quoted, mishtach v'lekarko elam loy asora, chofa b'borushich and amaris asora. He does some maisa asora. So here also, adiify the animal by mishtach v'lo loy asora, even lagavoya loy asora. It does not become posel lahakrova. But also by maisa, not shechting it l'shem tikruvus. Also by maisa, if I put on horseshoes because it's an avodah zarah, I need shoes, and it needs a shetla, it needs a beged, and it needs all the things. Maybe then also asar. Could be. Could be.
Putting on a beged, is that purely external?
If it's a maisa, you attach something to the horse. Yeah. Maybe if you put a belt around the beged, I don't know. Good question. Got to look in Hilchas Avodah, Hilchas Shechit, they don't have the details. And the second Chelek Yeridei, it says in Siman Kuf Mem Hei, they're going to have the details. Hilchas Avodah Zarah, I don't know. So here the Gemara is bothered with a kasha against Rav Huna, the last four lines. The quote of Braise, the Braise gives you a case where a person does one Avera and is chayv three chatois. You have Mishnais like that in the end of Makkos. You have Yesh Chorish Telem Echod, a guy plows one field and he gets eight times Malkus. Or you have Mishnais increases like that. A person does one activity and he's chayiv so many korbanos chatos and one korban oshem. So those Mishnais are interested in giving me a riboy Malkus or a riboy of chatos. Tosis points out, the bottom Tosis points out, Lainochas Leminyona, Tosis says. The Tana here, this Brisa, is not interested in trying to give you a case where you can be chayiv many chatos. Many chatos, he could have easily added another chata simply if it's Yom Kippur Shechali is b'Shabbos. One of those malocha on Shabbos b'meizid is karis. One of those malocha on Yom Kippur b'meizid is karis. So whoever does an aver b'shogig, which if he would have done it b'meizid, it would have been karis. So you chayiv chatos. So you could have, if you're talking about he shechts an animal, that animal happens to be shchut echutz, it's a chatos b'chutz, and today is Shabbos. Is Machal Shabbos b'shogeg mishum netilas neshama, and he's also at the same time shechting the animal avodah zarah. One who worships avodah zarah is chayv kareis b'meizid. So one who worships avodah zarah b'shogeg is chayv chatos. It's a special chatos. Usually you bring whenever you violate any other isur kareis, you bring in the kizbo sirah. And if one worships avodah zarah, then the Torah has a specific chatos. It's going to be a different chatos. It's going to be slightly different chatos. And the chatos for Chilul Shabbos and the chatos for Shchut Echutz. So if the Braisa was interested in Ribui Chatos, Noches Ha'ochel Minyona, Tosha says he could have simply said, you're talking about a case of Yom Kippur, so Choli is B'Shabbos, and when he does the Netilas and Shama on Shabbos, it's automatically a Netilas and Shama for Yom Kippur as well, so he'll be chayv two chatos. So Tosha says the fact that the Tana didn't say that, Yom Kippur, Choli B'Shabbos, you wouldn't have to add on so much, it's not so complicated. So obviously, the Tana is not interested in telling you a chiddush. Yesh ayse pulach es l'chayv ala harbi chatos. He's just interested in telling you the three chiddushim here. Each one of these is considered a chiddush. Why is each one considered a chiddush? So Rashi quotes part of the story from Pesachim Daf Ayin Gimel. Part of the story is that if you shechet b'Shabbos, it's a malach of netilas neshama. So if you shechting l'avodah zarah though, so the thing is also b'anoah. So shouldn't it be considered mekalkel, mekalkel, mekalkel and p'tur? If you shoot an animal and you're going to eat you're going to use the dead animal. I shoot a lion or a tiger and then I'm going to take out the whole thing and hang up the head in my den. I'm going to show everybody that I went hunting and I caught an animal. So that's melocha tzvicha legufa. That's mesaken. He needs it. But let's say the guy just shoots he shechts an animal of a desire. It's also mahanoah. He can't use it at all. So one could have argued the point and said that that's mekalkal b'Shabbos. So he's not chayv chatos because of chilul Shabbos. So the Gemara Pesachim asked that question: if he shechting l'avodah zarah, is also not allowed to be mekalkal? So the Gemara answers: yemoytze midei ev menachay leben noach. That's enough to declare that it's not mekalkal. That Rashi and Tosis both quote like that. And Tosis says just like that line is a chiddush, so the whole brisa is a chiddush. Brisa is telling me that despite the fact that he shechting l'avodah zarah, and you should have argued the point and considered it mechatech ba'ofer bi'almahu. That's what the Gemara has on the top line on Amud Beis. It shouldn't be considered a shchita. Nonetheless, yechayv an shchut echutz. So that's why the Braisa gives this funny case. If he was interested, if the Tana and the Braisa would be interested in giving a Riba Chatos, he could have easily added another Chiyav Chatos without blinking an eyelash by saying it's Yom Kippur Shechol Yis B'Shabbos. So rather, Yom Kippur Shechol Yis B'Shabbos is a Machlekes HaTanoim later in Perigid HaNoshe. The Gemara quotes a Torah's Kohanim. On Parshas Emor, there is a Machlekes HaTanoim. Is that a din of Einis Echal Alisa? What's it got to do with Einis? One who does any one of the Lamites of his Malachas on Yom Kippur Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaimah from Sheshes Mei Bereshes. So we mark off every Shabbos. Then when we declare Mekudosh HaChodesh, when we declare today's Rosh Hashanah, then we're superimposing Kedushas Yom Kippur on top of Shabbos. So when the day comes, when it's Yom Kippur, Shechali is B'Shabbos, every so often Yom Kippur falls on a Shabbos. When the day comes, he can argue the point and say it's in Yisra Basachas. He's not allowed to do any one of the Lamates Malachas on Yom Kippur, Shechali is B'Shabbos. The Yom Kippur and the Shabbos enter simultaneously. So a lot of Tanoim consider it an issue of Ein Yisachal Alis. It's considered as if Shabbos was Chal first, and Yom Kippur was Chal on top of Shabbos, because Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima from Sheshes Mei Bereshes, and Yom Kippur, we just made it into Yom Kippur last week. When we made last week into Rosh Hashanah, that's when we declared that day is going to be Yom Kippur. So we assume that it's an Issa Basachas. We don't even see people. I remember I was once telling over this Brisa to a fellow who considered himself a very great Goyen. He said, it can't be. There is no such. I said, what are you talking about? It's a Gemara. It can't be. Then he saw that I showed him the Gemara in Perikid Anoshe. He said, it must be a mistake. So he looked in the Torah's Kohanim. It's not a mistake. It's a befevish of Torah's Kohanim. Half of the Tanoim say that it's an issue of Ein Yisachal Alisa. It's considered as if Shabbos came first. So Tosis is assuming that that's not an issue. Tosis is assuming, Al Pi Pashtus, Yom Kippur Shecholi is B'Shabbos, and you do a Malacha B'Shege, Yechayv Shtecha Tosis, Yechayv Mishim Yom Kippur, and Yechayv Mishim Shabbos as well. That you don't consider it an issue of Ein Yisachal Alisa. So here the Gemara in Nachama, the Gemara is bothered with a kash against Rav Huna. The last four lines are Mem Amar Aleph. So the Gemara says, Esvei Rav Nachman, Rav Huna yes the kash. If Rav Huna is right, that Maisa Koldehu is enough to Aser Balechayim. And Maisa Koldehu is enough to Aser Dovashena Shaloi. Let's go back a little bit. The Gemara is going to raise a whole discussion here. I shecht someone else's behemah l'avodah zarah. So that's an issue of eid on the mosad dov v'sheinu shaloi. Here I'm shechting a korban. Shechet chatas b'shabbos. Whose chatas is it? Mara says, it's my chatas. It's not someone else's chatas. I did the chilul shabbos b'shegeg, and I'm bringing the chatas. Now, when I shecht that chatas l'shem avodah zarah, is there an issue of eid on the mosad dov v'sheinu shaloi or not? It's my chatas. Is the chatas considered shali or not? Let's say I used to own a behemoth and I sell a behemoth to you and you walk off with the behemoth. Then I deify the behemoth, I bow down to it. So it no longer belongs to me. It used to belong to me yesterday. But once I gave it over to you, once I sold it to you, so what if I had a behemoth that used to belong to me? I designated it as a korban chatus. I was machal Shabbos b'shoigek. I eat chelev adam b'shoigek. So I designated a chatus to get a kapor. That chatus still belongs to me? Is it mamon bailam or do you say that it's mamon gavoya? You get involved in an issue of Ein on the Mosad Dov V'Sheinu Shaloi. So what is the topic of Mamon Baila, Mamon Gavoya? So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim in Kiddushin. The end of the second Perek in Kiddushin. So the middle of the second Perek in Kiddushin, the Tanoim have a Machlokes in the Mishnah. Let's say I brought a Korban Shlamim. Or I brought a Korban Chatos, and we give the Bisar HaChatos and the Bisar HaOshim to the Kohanim. A Shlomim is a Kachim Kalim, and a Chatas and an Oila is a Kachim Kachim. The Oila nobody gets to eat, but the Chatas and the Oshim, the Kohanim eat. So let's say I give a steak to the Kohen, because a steak from the Chatas and the Oshim. Then he takes the steak, he gives it to his single girlfriend, says, Hari HaMekudesh Yisli B'Bos HaZeh, Ishi HaMekudesh Yisanai. So the Tanoim have a Machlekes, so some Tanoim say, why not? Bizar Korbanus is Mamon Bailam. If it's Kochim Kalim, it belongs to the owner. The Bala Korban is Kochim Kochim. It belongs to that particular coin. Make a Chalukah. It belongs to that particular coin. So one Tana is of the opinion, Hamekadish Bechelko, Beme Kochim Kalim, Beme Kochim Kochim is Mekudeshes. Why not? It says, we paskin not so. We paskin that Korbanus a mamon gavoya. It's not considered mamon bailim. And kachim kalim is a rabbi yosei glili. That's what Tosis on Amid Beis has the whole discussion. The Tosis on Mem Amid Beis, the top Tosis. They're just interpreting in the Gemara like that. They're just the hemshel from the whole Gemara. Mem Amid Beis, and Malaf Amid Aleph. So the Gemara in Perek Basu Dizvachim, Tosis quotes Kuf Yudalet, the Gemara has more elaborate details on this. That there's a machlekes Rabbi Yosei Glili and a Chacham. Rabbi Yosei Glili has that kachim kalim are considered mamon bailim. Kachim are considered mamon gavoya. Exactly how the Rambam paskins, there are big stiras. The Lecha Mishnah points out there are contradictions in the Rambam between around four cases he says mamon bailim and four cases he says mamon gavoya. Whether kachim kalim are considered mamon bailim, mamon gavoya. But as far as kachim is concerned, there the Rambam is consistent. That we paskin that it's mamon gavoya, it's not mamon bailim. What does it mean exactly? What's the shaila where this mamon bailim gavoya question? Who does it belong to? No, that's what the Tosis points out in Meruba, in Baba Kama, Perak Meruba. The Gemara says when you designate an animal as a carbon, the Gemara says, Me koratura de Ruvain. Before I was magdushit, my name is Ruvain, it belonged to me. Pashtanami tura de Ruvain. After I was magdushit, it still belongs to me. It's mine. It's my mamon. So what do you mean when you say the karbanos are mamon gavoya? If the Gemara says that meikora tura deruvim hashta tura deruvim still belongs to you. So what it means is similar to ma'aser sheni. The Mishnah has in the end of the second parak in kiddushin a machlokes rameir rabbi regarding ma'aser sheni, whether the farmer's mafish ma'aser sheni takes it to Yerushalayim to eat a b'kedusha v'tahara. They say ma'aser sheni is mamon bailim, and they say ma'aser sheni is mamon gavoya. So what does that mean? So it also means Meikar Adin the Maaser Sheni is certainly mine. No one else has a right to grab my Maaser Sheni. It's a Geneva if they're going to steal it. It certainly is mine. And if I want to pay to my Maaser Sheni, I have to be Maaser Chaimish. Someone else has paid to my Maaser Sheni, doesn't have to be Maaser Chaimish. So only the Bailim is Maaser Chaimish. Of course I'm the Bailim on the Maaser Sheni. Like of course I'm the Bailim on the Karbonus. Mama Gavoya, that's how they have in the name of Rab Chaim. Nechidushim in Piyashmu, the beginning of Zvachim and Davov, that Korbanus on Mama Gavoya, Maaser Sheni Mama Gavoya, is not to be taken literally that a mamish doesn't belong to me. It belongs to me, but I have no right to act as if I'm the Balabos. I have no right to be Mekadosh and Isha with it. That's considered a Bizayin HaKadusha. To take the Maaser Sheni or to take the Besar HaKadoshim and to treat it as if I'm the Balabos, that I should be able to give it away by Matana, period. I should be able to use it to be Mekadosh and Isha, that's a chutzpah, that's improper. So that's what we mean when we say that the Maaser Sheni, the Korbanos, Amam and Gavoya, you have no right to act as if you were the Balabos. But there are halachas where we say you are the Balabos. For example, the Rambam quotes from Gemaras that there's such an institution as Hegdish Ilui. You can superimpose Kedushas Hegdish on top of a previous Kedushas Hegdish. So the Rambam gives these mishalim. A person has Maaser Sheni, and he designates the Maaser Sheni Lebedek Habayis. So he can superimpose Kedushas Bedek Habayis on top of the Kedushas Maaser Sheni. I ain't on the Ma Kedush Dovah Sheni Shaloi. How can you designate it as Kedushas Bedek Habayis? So the answer is it is Shaloi. The Aloch of the Maaser Sheni Maman Govoya just means you have no right to act as if you're the full Balabos. That will constitute a bizoyin akdusha. You're not allowed to give it away. You're not allowed to give away the Maaser Sheni Mamatone. You're not allowed to sell it to someone else. You're not allowed to be Mekadosh and Isha with it. And since you're not allowed to, you had no right to, so the halacha says even b'dievet it's not chal. Not because milsa dam rachmana l'savet yovid l'mahani. No. That's all part of the vort that it's mama gavoya. It's such a bizoyin akdusha, so the halacha says that it's not even chal b'dievet. Not based on the universal rule. Based on a local consideration that it constitutes bizoyin akdusha, but this is not a bizoyin akdusha to take the Maaser Sheni to superimpose the kedushas berak habayis on top of it. That's not a bizoyin. So then you'll auction it off to the highest bidder, and whoever will buy it will give the money to berak habayis, and then he'll have the Maaser Sheni to eat in Yerushalayim. He will retain the kedushas Maaser Sheni. So the Rambam quotes the same din from the Gemara in the end of Temura. The Rambam quotes to such a concept as Hegdish Ilui. The Rambam has like this: if I was Magdish and an animal, Lebedek Habayis, I have a behema, and I donated Lebedek Habayis. So once it becomes Kedushas Bedek Habayis, it's absolutely Mamon Hegdish Bikinyan. It belongs to Hegdish. So then the Rambam says, if I want to superimpose a Kedushas Korban Oila, or Korban Shlomim, or Korban Chatas, on top of the Berak HaBayis, the Rambam says, that's not Chal. Ein on a Mosa, Ein on a Magdush, Dovish Ein Shaloi. Once you donated it to Berak HaBayis, it no longer belongs to you, it belongs to Mom and Hegdish. You cannot superimpose a Kedushas Korban on top of Kedushas Berak HaBayis. But if it would be the reverse, he takes his animal, he designates it as a Korban Shlomim, Korban Oila, whatever, Korban Chatas, and then he wants to superimpose a Kedushas Berak HaBayis on top of that. So the Rambam quotes from the Gemara, from Mishnah, is it? That's legitimate. You don't say Ein on the Mosad Dovishenu Shaloi. Aye, but the Rambam Paskin is the Korbanos of Mamon Gavoya. So if it's Mamon Gavoya, means that it's not yours. So the answer is not the same. Mamon Gavoya by Korbanos is not the same as Berak HaBayis. Berak HaBayis is Mamish Mamon Hegdish. That's what the Gemara says. If a ganav steals shorva seb, a tovach umachar, and he sells it to someone else, tovach idem ishechtz, and a machar he sells it, then he's chayiv dalavehe. So the Gemara says, what if it's not machar, what if he gives it to matana? So the Gemara says, also chayiv dalavehe. What if instead of giving the matana to his friend, he's magdashid leberek habayis? So the Gemara says, the act of hakdosh leberek habayis is also constitutes machar. The Gemara says, mali machar lachavero, mali machar lagavoya. What's the difference? If he's magdashid leberek habayis, that's the same as machar. He's not charging any money, but giving b'matana is also the same as machar. So the Gemara says, when you magdish leberek habayis, the Gemara says, mali machar lehedyet, mali machar lagavoya, it's mamash shishini v'shus, you're giving it to someone else. Vasheini kein, if you magdish lemizbeach, the Gemara says, mekor tur deruvin, vashtu tur deruvin, after you are magdish, it still belongs to you. So that's what they quote, b'shem rabchaim, that there's a major difference between kachim mizbeach and kachim berek habayis. The kachim mizbeach really still does belong to you. When we say the kachim mizbeach, mamash gavoya, we mean that it constitutes a bizoin akdusha if you'll act like a balabos on it. If you'll sell it or you give it b'matoni, you'll be mekadosh anisha, that's a bizoin akdusha to the bizar hakorban. The same as saying maisa sheni is mama gavoya. That doesn't mean to be taken literally mama gavoya. It means it's really yours, but you have no right to act fully as if it's in ganzen yours. But if you superimpose a kedusha esperek habayis on top of the maisa sheni, or you superimpose a kedusha esperek habayis on top of the kachem mizbeach, then the Rambam quotes from the Mishnayis and from the Tosefta, that's called Hegdash Hilui. The Kedushas Berak HaBayis will be Chal. It's not literally Dovishenu Shaloi. It's still Shaloi. But with respect to certain dinim, we say you're restricted. So that's the Shaila over here. We have a rule, Ein Oremosa Dovishenu Shaloi. Hamishtachvala Behemas Chaveroi Loya Sora. Even La Gavaya doesn't even become Neva, that it should be Pasal HaMizbeach. Not only mishtach v'la behemes chaver, so what about hamishtach v'la behemes efker? Also lo yasor. That's the Gemara, the first daf in the last perek, in Shiloh HaKan. The first daf, the Gemara says, Ein on the Moshe Dov Shein Shiloh is not only if it belongs to someone else, even if it doesn't belong to anybody. If it doesn't belong to me, then I have no right to designate it as anything. My machshava, if I pour in milk into the flesh, it becomes basal b'cholah. But whenever you need kavanas agavra, so my machshava cannot be mitzaref to property that doesn't belong to me unless I also b'mais. V'loy also b'mais and not. So here the Gemara goes back and forth. That's the top tesis amem on the base. And in the Gemara Gufi you have the pilpil back and forth. What would you say over here? The fellow is shechting ha-shechet chatas b'shabes b'chutz la'ber izara. He's shechting his chatas, not shechting chatas shal chaveh, his own carbon chatas. So should I say, since it's my chatos, and I'm the one who's miskaper on it, so it's considered other moisa dov shehu shaloi. When I'm mishtachvet to my chatos, my machshava the shem of the zora is mitztarif to the chatos, because I am the balabos, I own the chatos. So should I say no? Since with respect to selling the chatos, with respect to giving him a maton, respect to bim kadosh and isha, we say it doesn't belong to the person, even though he's miskaper on it. It doesn't belong to him, so maybe I should consider it like Ein on the Mosad Dovish Ein Shaloi. So the Gemara Mem on the base treats it like Ein on the Mosad Dovish Ein Shaloi, because it's Mama Gavoya. Then the Gemara in the next daf says, well, there's room to argue. Kevan, how does the Gemara say? Since he gets Kapara, here in the third line, Kevan the Kanyalele Kapara, Kidide Damya. The Gemara says, there's a Tana who holds that this is not considered Ein on the Mosad Dovish Ein Shaloi. This is called Dovish Hu Shaloi, because even though Korbonos Amam Gavoya, but still I am the Bala Korban, I'm getting the Kapar. So therefore, the Gemara says, the Gemara sees that it's a Machloikis Satanai. Is that called Ein Ana Maisa Dabe Sheinu Shaloi? Or no, it's Ada Maisa Dabe Shehu Shaloi. It is considered Shaloi.
Does he have the kayak to do a Hekishili because that's not a Bizayan to
Tagdish? Right, because it's not a Bizayan, so therefore we go back to the basic principle that it really is his. Meikora Tura Deruvim, Mahashta Tura Deruvim. Korbanah still really belong to the person who is Magdish them, because he's getting the Kapara. It was his from the beginning. He designated as a carbon, Kedusha's carbon. Let's say I own a pair of tefillin. So you say, Zeinu Shali, because it has Kedusha, just because I own a Sefer Torah. So you say, all of a sudden, when the Sefer Torah is completed, I lose my ownership. No, it still belongs to me. So the same thing when you designate an animal as a carbon, Mama Gavoya is not to be taken literally. Mama Gavoya just means I'm not allowed to treat it like all the other property that I have. I have it treated with extreme respect. And you have no right to sell it, and even if you sell it, you say the sale is not valid. You treat it as if it were Mama Goya. So that's what the sugi here is assuming, that achatas is a kochikochim, so that's why there's a problem here. Ashech et chatas b'shabas, most of the Tanoim agree that the Mishnah in the end of in the middle of the second parak in Kedushin quotes an opinion in Tanoim, that Bisar HaChatas belongs to the Kohen, when the Kohanim divide it up. So whichever Kohen gets this piece of steak, that's his. If he's Mekadosh and Isha Bechelka, Kadosh Bechelka, Bein Mekotch Yikotch, Bein Mekotch Mekalim, the one Tana holds is Mekodeshes. We paskin by Kotch Yikotchim for sure not Mekodeshes. By Kotch Mekalim, they're Asteris and they're Amam. Whether you say, like Rabbi Yosef Glili, Kotch Mekalim, Amam Bailim, or you say, no, all Karbanas are Amam Gavoya.
But before the Zrika or after the Zrika, in the Mishnah and Kedushin is talking about after the Zrika. Rabbi Yosef Glili is talking about before, when it's still before the Shachta.
The Gemara talks about possibilities of distinguishing. I think we assume that it... I don't remember. I have to look again. The Gemara in Baba Kama, the first pair, talks about possibilities of distinguishing. Distinguishing within Kach and Kalim. There's room to distinguish, and to distinguish within Kachim Kalev, what stage of the carbon? Mechayim, maybe Mechayim, for sure it's Mama Gavaya. Only Lach HaShchita, then it becomes Mama Bailim. Making various chiluk. Yeah, the Gemara Bava Kama has such suggestions. So this sugya begins, the last four lines on Mem Amar Aleph, this sugya begins working on the premise that the reason why the Brisa says Chatos is because Chatos is a Dovashenu Shaloi. Chatos is a Kachi Kachim. A shlomim is a kachim kalim. So maybe one might have thought, well, we're talking kachim kalim according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, holds mamon bailim. So since it says chatas, chatas for sure is a kachim kachim, and ruba, the ruba of the tanoim, the rat tanoim disagree who hold that even kachim kachim is also mamon bailim. But that's not accepted at all. So we assume for sure kachim kachim is mamon gavoya. So the Gemara is assuming the chatas is a mamon gavoya, and even though he's shechting his own chatas, it's governed with the rule of Ein Ana Maisa Dabe Sheinu Shaloi. If only I de Maisa, then Asara. So the question is, how much of a Maisa do you need? Is Rav Huna really right? Rav Huna says that a Maisa Zuta is sufficient. Kimish Shochaba Simen Echad and Simen Echad Labdavke. Chatzi Simen is already Asara. Or would you say, no, you need a Maisa Rabba. Maisa Zuta is not enough. You have to Shech both Simon. So the Gemara here is bothered with a Kasha. That it says in the Braise that Yechayim Ashchut Echutz. Yechayim three chatos over here. In order to be Yechayim Ashchut Echutz, you have to shech both the Kona and the Veshet. You're only going to shech the Kona without the Veshet. Then you just made a Nevela. So it's like shooting the animal. Netilas Neshama on Shabbos, you don't have to Davke shecht it. If you shoot the animal, it's also Netilas Neshama, unless it'll be Mekalka. Okay. But when you shoot an animal, you Motziyim Adayev Menachay LeBenoyach. So that would be enough to be Mechayvi on Shabbos. That wouldn't be Mekalkam. So again, so the Braise is saying, Chayv Sholosh Chatois, the Chiddush is that Yechayv Ashchut Echutz, and the Gemara says, wait a minute. In order to be Chayv Ashchut Echutz, you have to be Roy Lovo El Pesach Al Moed. That's Mishnais like that in the last Perek in Zvachim, next to the last Perek in Zvachim. Perek HaShechet Bahamala. This parak is paras chatos. Ashechet v'amala tells you all the dinim of shchut echutz and mala b'chutz. So the din is, let's say I have an animal, it was just born yesterday, and the Torah says, Shivas yami yetachasim, yami shmini v'holi, yirotzu l'kor b'nishal Hashem. You have to wait till the eighth day. So if you're not allowed to be magdishit Toch zman. If you magdush it, the Gemara says you get loiket. You get malchus. So let's say the guy was magdush it, the hegdush is chal. Then he goes and he's makrevit bachutz. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says that you're not chayv on shchut echutz. If the animal is not yet higir lishmini, because it's a mechus zman, it's not yet roi lovel pesach el moy. Or let's say I had an animal, had a carbon, perfect, normal healthy carbon, perfect, and then I shecht the mother of that carbon today. So I'm not allowed to shecht osves mino b'yoy mechad. I'm not allowed to shecht this one. So if I would have shechted it in the azara, the one that's the carbon, I shechted the mother of the vlad today. So if I would have shechted it in the azara, it would have been pasul. That's a psula mechus zman. There are two kinds of mechus zman. The original mechus zman in the pasuk is talking about shivas yami via tachasim am yam shmini v'ahali v'arutz of the carbon isha Hashem. It's before the eighth day. The Zohar puts together the din that you're not supposed to perform a bris milah till the eighth day. You're not supposed to be makor karbonis till the eighth day. So the Zohar can see this bris milah as a form of a carbon. That's why it says in the Mechaber that the Aviya Ben has to stand next to the moel and instruct him that he should be the shliach to do the milah for him. So what is that all about? So the Vilna Gaon quotes from the Mishnah Tainis, Hech karbonis shalodim karaveinu emir al gabov. When you perform the bris milah, it's considered in a certain sense like a korban. That's why you need shmini by bris milah, and you need shmini by the korbanos. And whenever you bring a korban, the bala korban has to be standing nearby. The bala korban has to be nearby. So here also, the father of the baby is considered the bala korban. So the Vilna Gaon says that's the reason why the Shulchan Aruch says Aviya Ben has to stand nearby. Let's say the father of the baby is greeting all the guests. And he screams out to the moel, okay, do the bris milah. He's standing over there and he says to the moel, you go ahead and do the bris milah. So you're not supposed to do that. He's supposed to stand right next to the father. The baby doesn't like to look at the sight of blood. So you tell him, so don't look, but stand nearby. You have to stand nearby because it's considered like akrobus akorban. And that's why it says in the Shulchan Aruch that the lap of the sandik is considered like the mizbeach. Different parts of the body were given by Kodesh Baruch Hu to perform different mitzvahs. So the army put the tefillin over here, we put tefillin over here. What mitzvah do you do with your lap? So the Zohar says that you use the lap to serve as a mizbeach, to be makariv karbonis on it. So the lap, the carbon that you makariv on the lap, is when you're the sandik by the bris. That's the Zohar keeps on comparing the bris to a carbon.
Also compared to ktoris.
In Shulchan Aruch it says that the one who's a sandik is as gula for ashiris like haktoris. That's also based on the Zohar, right? And Ktoris was his gula for Ashiris, so that's why the Shulchan Aruch says that serving as a sandik is his gula for Ashiris. So just like in the Mishnayos and Yuma, it says Chadosh Malach Ktoris Bo V'Hafisum, that every day they would draw a lottery, a pious, to determine who has the right to do all the karbonis every day. So when it came to Ktoris, they said this lottery, this drawing, is only for those who never had a chance in the past to be makdik Ktoris, because we want to spread out the wealth. If Akhtaris is his gula for Ashiris, it's not fair that the same person should get a chance twice that he should be Makt Akhtaris. Give someone else a chance that they should get rich. The Pasuk says, Yasir Akhtar Ba'apech V'chalam is Bechecha Baruch Hashem Chelo. Baruch Hashem Chelo means that Akhtaris is gula for Ashiris. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramos says all of this, that serving as a sandik is like Akhtaris, and Akhtaris is his gula for Ashiris. And it says that when they did the drawing, when they did the lottery for the Ktoris, they said, Chadosh Malach Ktoris Bo Bo Fi, so you shouldn't do twice. So that's what it says. If somebody was Mechabed you to be, I mean, a person should never be a Sandik twice in his life. One person is Mechabed me to be a Sandik, so for the rest of my life I shouldn't be a Sandik. So it says, Shulchan Aruch, no, the same family shouldn't give. The same father shouldn't give another baby to the same person to be the Sandik. You should give to a stranger. It's not right. Different people can give the same person to be a son, but the same family shouldn't give twice in a row. So that's what the Vilna Gaon writes over there in the Bir Agra. He served the Sandik many times and he never got rich. He doesn't see, huh?
But he says that it depends on what kind of riches you mean.
Right. So that's what the later Gedolim say, that the Vilna Gaon was echad to Ashiris and learning. That was the Ashiris. Ashiris to each person means something else. Ashiris for a businessman means wealth. Ashiris for one who's interested in learning means hatzlach in learning. So Vilna Gaon was zecha to Ashiris. Ashiris in learning. Yeah. And others say that the only time you zecha to the Ashiris The only time the promise applies that the Shulchan, that the Rama talks about Zechat Ashiris of being the Sandik, is if you're the Sandik from the beginning to the end. Sandik, the one who holds the baby when they say the bracha, Ashikidish did Nebetim, when they call a name, that's called Amida la bracha. So in the early Achrenim, that's called Sandik Sheni. The Sandik Rishon is the one who holds the baby when they perform the bris. And the Sandik Sheni is the one who holds the baby when they give the Kriyas Hashem, when they say the bracha, Ashikidish did Nebetim. That's what Rabbi Gifta said, that he remembered when he was in learning in Tells in Europe. So when they would have, once in a long while, they had a bris, there weren't so many married people there, everybody was single. So once in a while, when they had a bris, so they wanted to be mechabed one of the rabbonim to say the bracha, shekidish edid min bet, to give their name. So the rabbonim used to make fun and say, b'chubet metchazonas, we'd rather be amid ala bracha, to hold the baby while someone else says the bracha, the kriya shem. That's a kibbutz, that's called sandik sheni, that's called sandik on. So that's what the Chasam Sefer writes in the Tshuvas. That the only time it says in Shulchan Aruch Zecher for Ashiris, if you're the Sandik from the beginning to the end, you held the baby by the bris, and then you held the baby by the Kriya Hashem. Just recently, I was in Eretz Yisrael a couple of months ago, so Chacham Avadya Yosef had a great-grandchild. So he was the Sandik, he held the baby by the bris, and he held the baby by the Kriya Hashem, and he did the Kriya Hashem. He did all. He was holding the baby in one hand, holding a cup of wine in the other hand, and saying the bracha, the chazanas, with the sandik sheni. So again, so there's a din, if you have a carbon, and if you be makar of that carbon today in the Beis HaMikdash, it wouldn't be kosher, because it's a mechusa zman. There are two kinds of mechusa zman. One mechusa zman is if it's not yet 8 days old. Another mechusa zman is already 8 days old, but I just shechted also or beno. I shechted the mother of the v'lat today, so I can't shech this one today. I have to wait till tomorrow. So that's also called the psul mechus hazman. Not only is osav hazmano an isur, you're not allowed to shech the osav hazmano. If you shecht it in the Beis HaMikdash, it's a psul mechus hazman, because you were supposed to wait till tomorrow. So if you shecht a korban today, that if you would have shecht it in the Beis HaMikdash, it would have been possible because of mechus hazman. So if you shecht it b'chutz, there's no isa koris of shchut echutz. Because it's not roi lovel pesach al moed. What if you have a korban on Shabbos? On Shabbos, only korban shizman or kavua is decha Shabbos. Usually that's a korban tzibur. Most of the korbanis tzibur are zman or kavua. There are some that are not. Par halam dova shel tzibur is a korban tzibur. It's not zman or kavua. Most of the korban yochid are not zman or kavua. So the din is that whenever, it doesn't really depend on korban yochid versus korban tzibur. That's how Rav Meir says in the Mishnah, the beginning of the second parak in Temura, that it doesn't depend that Korban Tzibur is Derech Shabbos, Korban Yochid is not Derech Shabbos. It really depends on Korban Shezman HaKavua versus Korban Shein Zman HaKavua. A Korban Shezman HaKavua is Derech Shabbos. A Korban Shein Zman HaKavua is not Derech Shabbos. So Tosfos says here, he's talking about a chatos, a private person's chatos, that's a Korban Yochid Shein Zman HaKavua. So it's not Derech Shabbos. So you're not allowed to be makte this Korban in the Beis HaMikdash. So why does it say that if I shechted bechatas b'chutz, yechayv an shchut echutz? Why don't I declare that it's a mechus hazman? Because you're not allowed to bring it today. So Taisus on the bottom, Taisus laughs at that. They say that's a joke. That's not called mechus hazman. But the yevid, if you would bring it in the Beis HaMikdash, the korban b'yevid would be kosher. You're not allowed to bring it. It's a chilul Shabbos. Yechayv kores. Yechayv skila. But if you would bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, the korban would be kosher b'dievet. So that's called roi lovel pesach al moed. It's only called mechus hazman if it's toch shiva, you didn't wait till the yom hashmini yet, or if it's osav hazmano. That's called the mechus hazman. That even b'dievet it's possible, and therefore the yinat chayiv koris on the shchut yichutz. But here, just because today is Shabbos and this is achatos yochid, it's not derech Shabbos, that doesn't make it into a mechus hazman. The zman is really today, but are Yehudis? There's a line of Yisachil Shabbos that prevents you from being makrovit today on Shabbos. But it's not that the chepza, the carbon is b'chus hazman. Yosef es b'no, or b'yom ha-shmini v'holah, the chepza, the carbon is b'chus hazman. Here there's an Yisach Shabbos, but it doesn't make the carbon into a b'chus hazman. So that per se is not a problem. But the Gemara perceives a problem here, because Rav Huna said over Ula Omer Rabbi Yochanan, so Rav Huna understood an ula. If not for Rav Huna, he could have said that you need the whole shechita. Maaseh Rabba. So Rav Huna understood in Ula that a Maisa Zuta is sufficient. He says, if you shech tzimin echad, that's sufficient to asa. So the Gemara now is bothered with Akasha. If the Iyamrit, the two lines from the bottom of Mem Amin Aleph, and if Rav Huna is right, that what did he say? Shechab asimin echad asara, it becomes the Kruvis Avarizare. Or the most of Dovashenu Shaloi, the Chatos, even though it's his Chatos, it's called Dovashenu Shaloi. So all you need is Simen Echad. You don't need Shnei Simonim. The Gemara said, Amrav Papa, if not for the fact Rav Huna spelled it out, we would have had Malkum to distinguish. The Aser of Behemah, even though Balechai made in the Sarm, I would have said Simen Echad is enough. But the Aser Dovashenu Shaloi, then I would have thought maybe you need a Maisa Rabba. Maybe you need the whole Shechita with the two Simon. So that's Rav Huna's Chiddush. He says it within. Rav Huna says that that's included in what Ula says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. It's not his own chiddush. He's interpreting that's what Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Simen echad is enough. So the Gemara is bothered with Kasha. If Rav Huna is right, the given shishoch ba simen echad asara, so how come you chayim on shchut echutz? For shchut echutz, you know, you have to shech the kona and the veshet. So once you shech the chatzi, the first simen you bump into is going to be the veshet. Behind that is the kona. So the first one is going to be the kona. Then after that is going to be the veshet. So when you start shechting the kona less than chatzi simen, it's already the whole animal becomes asa b'hanoa mitam tekruvis. So when you continue to shech, it shouldn't have a shem shechita. I should consider it mechater ba'ofer b'almahu. It shouldn't have a shem shechita, and you should not be chayev on shchut techutz. What exactly is the kasha? Why is that a kasha over here? Mechater ba'ofer b'almahu. Why is it mechater ba'ofer b'almahu? Why does the Gemara say like that? So there is such a Gemara in Bava Kamma also. The Gemara in Bava Kamma asks, the Mishnah says, Tovach HaMochar, if you steal the Shorvah Seh from someone else, Aganav is Chayv Kefil, and once in a while, not only is Chayv Kefil, it's Chayv Dalet Vehe, another two or another three on top of the Keren in the Kefil. When is that? Tovach HaMochar. So what if he does a Tvicha, what if he does a Shchita, he Shechts a Trefa. Shchita's Trefa is Chal Etarm Deine Vela, but it's also Bachilim. That's called Shchita Sheni Brui. So that's a machlokes satanaim, whether Shchita Sheni Brui, Shma Shchita, Alav Shma Shchita. Same machlokes here. When you get to Osvez Beno, Yishech, Osvez Beno on the same day, and one of them, Yishech, it was a Shchita's Trefa. So is that called Shchita Sheni Brui? It's called Shchita? Because it's not called Shchita, so there's no Yisrael Osvez Beno. If you shoot one or the other, Osvez Beno is not Noik. Only if Shochat Venisnabla Beyodoy, there's no Din of Osvez Beno, only if he did a Shchita Ksheira. What if he did a shchita ksher, but it happened to be a treifa? So treifa is shchita's treifa is mitarim dein avela, but it's not going to be mutar b'achila. So that's a machlokes satanaim, whether shchita sheni ruya shma shchita or not. So the Mishnah gives another example of shchita sheni ruya. A person takes a ganav, stole shorva seh, and he's chayv kerem v'kefil, and then he goes and he shechts it l'avod zara. So the Gemara says shechts it l'avod zara, so it becomes asa b'hanoah. So will he be chayv dalet vehei on the shchita? The Gemara says that depends on the machlekes hatanaim of shchita sheni ruya yishma shchita ana. So there the Gemara asked Akasha, kivin nishochad bapurto asara, when he starts to shech the animal, even less than simen echad, it already becomes asa b'hano because of tikrubis avarizare. So the Gemara asked Akasha, idach lav demarei kotovach. How is he chayv dalet vehei for the shchita? The shchita is mechayv the ganef because he's further being mafsid the balabas. When I steal the animal from the balabas, I mafsid him. He doesn't have the use of his animal anymore. He doesn't know where it is. I stole it. I'm a ganef. He doesn't know where it is. Then when I shecht it, I make it worse. If I wouldn't have shechted it, there's a possibility that it's going to be returned. The police are going to catch me and they're going to make me give back the shorbaseh to the rightful owner. Once I shecht it, so it's not shecht to give it back. So the Gemara considers a ganef who does tovach or mochar, the Gemara says, is called ishtarish bechet. The first chet that he did was that he stole, and the second chet is that he's mafsed the nignav more. He's selling it to someone else. Not only did he steal it, now it's going to even be more difficult for the nignav to find out where in the world it is, or the police. They're going to have to go track down another step. He went and he sold it to someone else. He went and he shechted it. So he's further mafsed the balabos. So that kasha we understand. Even the Shochan Bapur Ta'asara, if you shechta the Shem Abarizare, and you hold like Rav Huna's Pshat within Ula, that Maisa Zut is enough, you shechta Chatzi Simen of the Kona, first over here, exposed to the outside of the Kona. You shechta Chatzi Kona, already becomes Asabana, So the Gemara says, Idach, when he continues, you only chayv dal vehef, you do the whole shechita. He has to shech the veishet also. So the Gemara asks the kash, Idach, lav de marei katavach. He's not being mapsed the balabas by doing the Gemara shechita. It's already osabano. When he did the first half of simon, he already made it osabano. And that alone, you're not chayv dal vehef. That's not called tovach amacha. Tovach means a shechita kshera. He made the veil or not. So a chatzi simon is not enough to be mechayv him. But once he shechts chatzi kone, the whole thing is asabano. Asabano, it's like, how much worse? It can't get any worse than that. So when he continues to shecht, is he further mafsid the nignav? It's already asabano. You can't do anything worse than that. So that was the Gemara's kasha over there. Why does the ganav have to pay? Even if you subscribe to that shita, the shchita sheni ruya, shmo, shchita, yeah, but over here, when he does the Gemara hashchita, is not being mafsid the nignav. He's not furthering it away. He's not making it move further away from the nignav. He already made it as bad as it's possible to do. He made it also b'ano already. That's the Gemara's kashim b'avikam. So the Gemara answers, yishechting la'avod azar, he declares, b'gmar zvicha ani yoivda. He only wants to make it as also b'ano when he finishes the shechit. Yisurei ha'no'a v'avod azar depends what you have in mind. So if you do the tchilas ha'shechit of the shem tikruvis, it already becomes tikruvis with the chatzi simen, shochet b'purta, with the tchilas ha'simen arishon. If you say, I only want to offer it as tikruvis, migmar zvicha ani yoivda, when I'll finish the shechita, it doesn't become asamano until the gmar zvicha. Fine. That's what the Gemara Bayas is going to answer. Migmar zvicha ani yoivda. But here, the Gemara asks the kasha, what's the kasha? The iyamr, the nif, Rav Huna is right. That Ula, Amar Rav Yechanan said, given shushocha ba simen echa rasara, even less than a simen. So the Gemara asks the kasha, how can it be chai mashchut echutz? There the Gemara asks, how are you chayv dalet v'hei? Because lav de marei kotovach. You're not being mafsid the nignav by continuing the shechita. When you did the tchidas ha-shechita, it already become asa b'hano. There's nothing in the world you can do to make it worse. That's the worst you can imagine. But over here, they didn't ask about the aganav paying dalet v'hei. Here they were asking, how are you chayv mashchut echutz l'chatech ba'ofer hu? What exactly is the kasha? Why is it mechater bo'a for who? Because it's already osa b'ano from the haskolas hashchita. So the gemar hashchita is mechater bo'a for. What's the kasha mechater bo'a for? What, you can't shecht an animal that's osa b'ano?
Mr. Rashi seems to say that the kachim was pakam.
Oh, so the gemar's kasha was, the kasha only was an shchut echutz. The kasha was on shchut echutz. In order to be chayim shchut echutz, you need roi lov el pesach al moed. You want to chayim shchut echutz if the thing is a kosher carbon. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Kivin shocha b'purta asara. When he starts to shech the chatzi kone, it already becomes also b'hano. So it's not roi lov el pesach al moed. So by the time he does the Gemara hashchita, it's already not roi lov el pesach al moed. So he shouldn't be chayim shchut echutz. That's the kasha. So the Tiferes Yankiv says, I don't understand. Whenever you do a shchut echutz is like that. Whenever you start shechting an animal b'chutz, you shecht the first simen. It's already not roi lov el pesach al moed. When you bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to do the shchit in the azara. If you shecht simen echad chutz la'azara, it won't be oil as a kosher korban. So why don't you say, whenever you shecht the both simonim chutz la'azara, when you shecht the second simen, it's already pasul. So the answer is, oh, that's, you never have a shchut echutz. So you never have the whole institution of shchut echutz. There's a pasuk in Chumash of shchut echutz. So you see that you ignore the fact that when you shechted the first sin. So just because over here it has an additional lisa, in addition to being a shchut echutz, it's also tikruvus avodah zarah. It's also asabano. So what? But every shchut echutz is like that. That's what he doesn't understand. Every shchut echutz is like that.
Is there a din of being called lo yerdu?
I don't think so. No. If you did the shechita b'chutz, even a malu yerd. No, it's only a psula b'fnim b'azor. I don't think so. So he has a whole essay on this. He works very hard. The Tiferes Yankiv works very hard to understand exactly what was the kasha over here. Mechatech b'ofer b'almahu. Why did they consider that a kasha?
That's an additional issue.
An additional lisa. You mean if it's only the problem of shchut echutz? So every shchut echutz is like that. So that's what he raises a question. is a Mishnah later by Osavi Esbeno. So it says in the Mishnah, you're only chayv on Osavi Esbeno if you did a proper shechita. If you shoot Osavi Esbeno, there's no Issa Osavi Esbeno. Only if you did a shechita. The mother did a shechita on the Vlad. So let's say I shecht one of them, Lavod Azar. So the Mishnah says it's a machloike satan, where the shechita shenivu yishma shechita. A lav shma shechita. So he asked the kasha, why don't you say you're shechting Lavod Azar? How come nobody over there asked the kasha? If you're shechting Lavod Azar, Michishochet Bapurto Asoro. How come no one asked over, the Gemara doesn't ask it over there? The Gemara asked it in Babakam, and Michishochet Bapurto Asoro, Idach Lav de Mori Kotovach. The Gemara asked, how you chayv dollar the hay on the Gemara Ashkito? You're not being mafsed the nignav any further. Once it's Asmano, you can't make it worse than that. The Gemara only asked the kasha here on Shchut Techutz. How come the Gemara doesn't ask it over there? By Yosef has been, oh, is also only if you did a shechita on the Oso and a shechita on the Beno. So if you shechted one of them, the Shem Tikruvus Avodah Zarah, so it's a shechita Shene Ruya, and it's a machlokes satanoi. So the Pharisee Yankiv asked the Kasha, why doesn't somebody say, Kivin the Shocha Bapurto Asorah, Idach Mechatech Be'ofer Be'almahu, so it shouldn't be called shechita? The Gemara there doesn't ask it. They only ask over here, Bashchut Techutz. Why don't they ask over there? But it shouldn't be called a shechita at all. It's only because it's not roi lava al pesach al moed. That's the kash. No, every shechut is not roi. So you say no, but here it's an additional isa. Here it's an additional isa. That was the kash. He's not sure. He's not sure exactly how to understand the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara interprets that we're talking about, why does it say only chatos? So the Gemara interprets, maybe we're talking about chatos o'if. Chatas ha'oif, you only shecht simen echad. By oilas ha'oif, you do malik on both, the kona and the reisha. By chatas ha'oif, it says a molak v'lo yavdil. V'lo yavdil means you're not allowed to cut the kona and the reisha. You only cut one. By oilas ha'oif, you cut both. So the Gemara says, maybe when the Braisa says ha'shechel chatas b'shabbos, b'chutz la v'dizor ha'chayim sholosh chatos, maybe it's talking about shechel chatas ha'oif. So all you have to do is shecht simen echod, so everything is chal b'vasachas. But at first it'll become asa b'ano because of tikruvus avodah zarah, then the rest of the shechita will be mechatech b'afah b'almahu, and it won't be considered roi lov al pesach hamoy. That's how the Gemara suggests. If that's how the Gemara goes, on Amud Aleph, Rav Huna says, ein an mosa dov shenin shaloi, if I mishtach v'mei rochayk, but if I do a maisa begufo, not only does a maisa zuta have an effect that balichayim become nesorim, but the maisa zuta, it can accomplish that my mamchshava is mitztarif to someone else's property. Usually, if I'm mishtak for the bemes chaver, it's even muta lagavoya, because my mamchshava is not mitztarif to your property, but also by maisa asora, even lehedyot. That's what Rav Huna says. The Amaroi Manamid Beis, 5 lines from the bottom, Gemara quotes, or Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak, 3 Amaraim say, not so. Ein on the Mosad Dov Shein Shaloi, Afilai De Maise, Ein on the Mosad Dov Shein Shaloi, it's just not so.
Even on Maise
Rabbah? So the Pashtus is that they mean to say, Achilik Tina Maise Rabbah and Maise Zuto. That's the Pashtus in the Gemara. If it would be a Maisa Rabbah, they would also agree. They just argue with Rav Huna, what's pshat in Ula? When Ula said the name of Rav Yechanan, also the Maisa Asor, did Ula mean a Maisa Rabbah? Did it mean a Maisa Zuta? That's the Pasha Pshat.
Chatas Oif, it could be a Maisa Rabbah,
you
only have to do one.
Yeah. By Chatas Behema, if you need two, so then it's on doing one as a Maisa Zuta. Chatas Oif, if you have a Chatzi Kona Pogma and you just do a Mashu, that is the Maisa Rabbah. He just finished the whole shechita. Yeah. So that's the Pashat Pshat in the Gemara. I'm not sure. That's perhaps the Pashat Pshat in the Gemara. But then the Gemara continues. Here. Toshma on the 4th line from the top of Mem Aleph Amin Aleph. Shnai Mochsim Misakim Mishochtim. 2 people holding on to the same knife. And the shechting of Behemah. One is shechting the Shem Avodah Zarah, and the shechting the Shem Chulin. So it says, if one of them is shechting the Shem Avodah Zarah, that's enough to passel. So the Gemara fact Akasha, but who does the animal belong to? So the Gemara thought that the animal is not his. So how can he aser it If you hold ein on the most of davar she'en shaloi, why does he ask her at all? So why don't you just say, well, he did a ma'isa rabba. What was the kasha? He did a ma'isa rabba. So you get the impression from the kasha that the Gemara thinks, no, these three amaraim hold ein on the most of davar she'en shaloi, period. I feel like they're ma'isa rabba. They just disagree with Ula. Not that they disagree with Rav Huna in interpreting Ula. They disagree totally with Ula. Even Adei Maiser Rabba, also you don't answer. So that was the kasha. If you have Shnai Mochs and Misak and Meshechtim, one is Shechting the Shem Abed Azara, one is Shechting the Shem Chulin. So it says Psula, it's also Bachila. It doesn't say it's a Zivche Mason. It doesn't say it's also Bachila. It just says Psula. Maybe Psula means also Bachila. That's what the Taz and the Shach and Yeridea. They quote the Ran on the Rif, on this daf, has an Einfall, and the Ra'o and the Berak HaBayis before him had that Einfall also. That even if you hold like these three Amoraim, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak, that ain't not the most of Dovah Sheinu Shaloi, but ain't on the Mato Dovah Sheinu Shaloi either. Behema B'chaya B'chas Kesis HaMeres. A live animal is also Bachila. You have to do a Shechita to make it Mutta Bachila. So if I do a Shechita the Shema of it, is Zara true, ain't on the most of Dovah Sheinu Shaloi. I don't succeed in placing an Issa HaNoah on the animal, it's not mine. So even Idei Maiser Rabba, I can't make it into Zivchei Mesim. But still, he didn't want to be Matarit. He wanted to make it into Tekruvis. So the Ran and the Ra'o before him and the Berak HaBayis, they want to say, Eilan Mosa Dovah Shalah, Beinon Amata Dovah Shainu Shalah either, since he wanted to Shech the Deshem of his arm. So that's what the Taz and the Shach in Yerideya, Simon Dalit, on this Simon about Shech of his arm, they both quote from the Rajbon Ishmeris Abayis that he has the kasha against the Ra'o and the Ran. How can he say like that? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says Shchitos Apsulo. So what was the kasha? It doesn't say that Hare Elo Zivchei Meisim. It doesn't say it's also Manu. Shchitos Apsulo can mean that it's also Bachila. And you'll explain why. That he dein on the most of Dovah Shein Shaloi, but ain't on the Mata Dovah Shein Shaloi. Since he's Shechting the Shem of his eyes. So maybe he means Psulo. It's also Bachila Mutabano. If the din would have been Adam Moshe Dovah Sheinu Shaloi Aidei Maisa, it would have been Zivchei Meisim. Now that it says Psula, it means that it's not Zivchei Meisim. It means it's only Osa Bachila. So the Tani is Sif and the Gemara against the Ran. Don't you see from the Gemara against the Ran?
Yes,
I don't think so. I think he assumes that Osa Bachila Menater. We had before me the Rabbanon, if he shecht le Tikrubis to a Mechuber, so then the Mishnah says it's Psula, but it's not Zivchei Meisim. So Rashi said that's only with the Rabban. Or the way the Rambam learned the Gemara. If you shecht l'shem mazel, you don't really deify anything. You shechting l'shem mazel, ha-har, God of the har, then it's also b'achila with the Rabban, and gzeira otu tikruvus, that's with the Rabban. But this Ran and this Ra, I think they assume that it's a din d'araisa. I don't think they meant that it's a din d'Rabban. So that's what they're bothered, but that's what the Rajbon, the Taurus, and the Berak HaBayis ask. So what was the Gemara's kasha? It says, Shnai mochs and misak and mishoch dem echad, ushem echad mikol eilu, shchitos apsula. So what was the kasha? Shchitos apsula means that it's also b'achila. It doesn't say it's also b'ano. So maybe that fits in with the Ran. It should be also b'achila. In Shulchan Aruch, they don't quote that Ran. The Taz and the Magen Avraham, the Taz and the Shach, both say that the Shulchan Aruch didn't quote this Ran. Apparently, Rov HaRishonim rejected it, so they don't accept it. They're not even machmeh for that. That whenever you say Ein on the Masa Dovah Sheinu Shaloi, not only doesn't become Masa Bachila, no, doesn't become Masa Bachila either. So anyway, so that's the Gemara's kasha. That what if you hold Ein on the Masa Dovah Sheinu Shaloi at all, even Aidei Maisa Rabba, that's what it sounds like. Not only the Maisa Zudiv and Aidei Maisa Rabba also. These three Amoraim, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak, they hold ain't on the most adobe Sheinu Shaloi at all. So how does it say Shnai Mochim Misakim Mishochtim? They thought that he's shechting someone else's carbon. The Gemara says no. This Leishutvis Begavo. He's the Bala carbon. He's one of the Bala carbon. You have a few people joining together. They bring an oil or a shlamim. He's one of the Bala carbon. So he can't say ain't on the most adobe Sheinu Shaloi. His machshava doesn't relate to the animal. His machshava does relate. He is one of the shutvim in the animal. If he would be the sole owner, so also wouldn't be a kasha. Why do they have to say isli shutvis begave? Okay. There are a few shutvim, and the two shutvim are shechting together. So since he's one of the shutvim, so his machshava does relate to it. But if he's not at all a bailam on the carbon, then these three amarayim, Rav Nachman, Rav Am, Rav Yitzchak, hold, afilu de maaser rabba, also ein on the maaser dovish ein shaloi. My machshava doesn't relate to the animal, even if I do the whole shechita. Then the Gemara asks the kasha toshma, hametame v'hamedame v'hamenasech b'shoygik potu b'meizet chayev. So Rashi fills you in. We spoke yesterday. There's a machlokes amarayim and gittin perak hanizokin. What's the Mishnah based on? So we pass on the hezik sheni nikolosh me hezik. It's on a penalty with the rabbanon, and the Mishnah distinguishes between mishogeg imeizid because the Mishnah holds that lo konsu shogot imeizid. That corresponds to Rav on daf yudal and manal vashechet b'shabbes. So there was a machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yudah. So the first Tana Rav Meir says lo konsu shogot imeizid. Lokon to Shogun the Mason. So Rav, when he paskin for the Talmidim, that's how the Gemara says on Tezvav HaMnalav. But Rav paskin for the Talmidim, Moira Lahuki Rav Meir, that Lokon to Shogun the Mason. That's the Ikra Din. Chidorish Bepirkam, when he paskin for the Balabatim, he would say Luchumer like Rav Yudah because they're Amei Haaretz, and he wanted to elevate the level of religious observance, so he felt the way to do it is by introducing a lot of Chumers. But Mikra Din, for the Talmidim, he told them the real Din. The real Din is that the low konsu shogot amazing. So this Mishnah goes like that. That's the whole sugi and gitna on that Mishnah. Low konsu shogot amazing. So hametame v'hametame v'manasach is only a knas min the rabbonik because it has this shein and nikam and atoriz lav shmei hezik. You only mechuyiv in the rabbonik kadei shalai hei kol echad v'yeh la'achad hol chametame tai roisav shal chaveiro. So low konsu shogot amazing. So you're only chayiv if you did it amazing. So Gemara asked the kasha, why is it chayiv at all? Hamadame, that's like pouring milk into flesh. He can't say Ein on the most dovish ein shaloi. That's a dovish al metzias. Hamadame, it's also like pouring milk into flesh. Madame means mixing in truma betchulin. But hamanasach, he takes the other guy's wine and his menasach hit lava de zore. So if you hold on the most dovish ein shaloi, they maise fine. So he did a maise. But if you hold like these three amarayim, Rav Nachman, Rav Am, Rav Yitzchak, even like they maise also Ein on the moiser, Ein on the moiser. So what's the whole discussion? Why should he be chayiv at all? So Tosfos on the previous daf Amem Amar Aleph had a taina against Rashi. Rashi said there, why does it say Hoyse Behemes Chavera Revutza Lefnei Avodah Zarah? Why is it only Revutza? Because if I picked up the animal and I turned it upside down and prepared it for the shechita, so mid Agbei when I did the Hagbo, I made a Kinyan Geneva. So since I have a Kinyan Geneva, I do have a shaychus with it. So it's not called Ein on the Moser Dovish Ein Shaloi. It's considered Odomos Adobashu Shaloi. So Tosi asked the kasha over here. The whole kasha is from Menasech. How do you do Menasech? I pick up your bottle of wine and I start pouring on the mizbeach. When I picked it up, I did a Kinyan Geneva. I know that it's yours and I want to pour it on the mizbeach. I have a Kinyan Geneva. So according to Rashi, why does the Gemara consider it a problem of Ein on the Moser Adobashu Shaloi? Shaloi? And the Gemara has to answer, Hachamaskin and Disle Shutvis Begavei. The bottle of wine is on b'shutvus by me and by the other fellows. Therefore, it's my machshava does relate to it. And now the trefa wine is mixed in with the kosher wine. My wine is mine. I can't ask your wine. I can ask my wine. But my wine is not mixed in with your wine. What was the kasha in the first place? Why did the Gemara say that by Menasech, since he picked up the bottle of wine, so he made a kinyan geneva? So Rashi has an interesting comment over here. Rashi sounds like he came to bavar in the kasha. Rashi and Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph. Rashi says Shenisech. He writes Shichshech Yoda Letech Alavo Dizar. Rashi doesn't say he picked up the bottle and he poured it. If he picks up the bottle, he made a Kinyan Geneva. And then Rashi claims on Mem Aleph made a Kinyan Geneva. So it's Odomos Adavashu Shaloi. He does has a Shaychus with the bottle of wine. He says he stuck his fingers in the wine and he's stirring the wine. The Shema Avodizar. So he never did a Kinyan Geneva. It sounds like Rashi came to answer Tosis Kasha. Shenisech shichshech yoda letorcha l'avodizar. Maybe that's Kavanas Rashi. I don't know.
He's trying to ask that even if he does a
maisa
in the wine itself, it's still.
These three Amarim hold even like they maisa also. Ein on the most of Dovah Shein
Shalai.
That's
what he's saying.
He did a maisa. Right. So they hold still. He is still Ein on the most of Dovah Shein Shalai. So that was the Gemara's Kasha. How can they say that? It's the Hamishna, Hametame, Vahamdame, Menasach. What are you chayiv? If the wine doesn't become treif, why do you have to pay? So Taisus says, why didn't they say Pashit? The problem is only Menaseh. Why don't they say it picks up the bottle of wine and made it Kinyan Eivim? Once you make it Kinyan Eivim, Rashi holds, then it's Shalchot. So that's enough that your Machshava should be laid to it. So Taisus said, for this Gemara is a Rai against Rashi and Mem Amaral. That even though you have a Kinyan Eivim, that's not enough to be considered Odomosa Dovashen Shaloi. That's not enough to be considered Shaloi. So Rashi Grad over here translates Shenisech, Shich Shech Yodel Tachi, doesn't learn that he picked up the barrel. He never picked up the wine at all. He had never made a Kinyan Eivim. Then the Gemara says, Kitanoi, this machloikes Amoroim, that the three Amoroim hold even Aydei Maisa Eil and the most Dovashen Shal, even Maisa Rabba. And Rav Huna says, within Ula Amor Rabbi Yechanan, or the most Dovashen Shal, Aydei Maisa, it's a machloikes Atanoim, that what? The Brisa talks about Anochri, Oyvik Kacham Shinisach Yenu Shal Yisrael. Anochri, whose Mazik is also Chayv, or my Mazik applies to Nochrim as well. So if a Nochri is Menasech Yain of a Jew, Shaloi Bifnei Avodah Zarah, so the Tanakhama holds that he asses it, and since he asses it, so he's another Mamazik, so we're going to make him pay. And the next two Tanoim disagree. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beser, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Matir Moshe, for two good reasons. Neshnei Dvarim. Echad, number one, Shem Menasech Yain Ela Bifnei Avodah Zarah, even if the wine belongs to me, and there's no issue of Ein Anamos Adov Shenu Shaloi, so they came up with this sign file, that Nisach HaYayin is only also in, if you're facing the Avodah Zarah. If the Avodah Zarah is not here, the Avodah Zarah is in India, and he's such a frumah Indian, he's worshipping the Avodah Zarah there, that's what the Brice is talking about. Avakam Shinisach Yayin Shal Yisrael, Shalor Bifnei Avodah Zarah. He worships some totem pole in India, in Pakistan, and he's doing Nisach HaYayin here for that. So the two Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beser, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, hold, Ein Menasach HaYayin Ela Bifnei Avodah Zarah doesn't become Osav at all. And number two, Ein Anamosa Dabashen Shaloi, even though it's Ayidei Maisa. So the Gemara says it's Kitanoi. It's a Machlaik Yisatanoi. Whether all the Mosa Dabashen Shaloi, the Maisa or not. Then the Gemara says, not true. It's not necessarily true. Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak, these three Amoraim say, Ein Anamosa Dabashen Shaloi, even Ayidei Maisa. So they say it's not true. That's not the Machlaik. Everybody agrees with us. The Machlaik Yisatanoi, and your price is, Ovikachom Shinisach Yenishal Yisrael. But if a Jew does an act of Avodah Zarah with someone else's property, we say the Tzuri Kamechavein. That's what they argue. Afila Mandi Arma, even according to the Tanakhama, who says, yes, Adamos Adov Shein Shaloi, Hanimi Likusi, it says, that's why the Brisa says, Avikuchom Shinit Sechen Shal Yisrael. So then it's a Machlek Yisatanam, whether Adamos Adov Shein Shaloi, Aydei Maisa. But if it's Yisrael who's being Menasech Diyayin, then we assume the Tzuri Kamechavein. He assumed that he's kidding. Then the Gemara is the Kashai, there's a Brisa that says, not so, he says, he's so Mumma Shaini. If he's a Mumma Labad Azara, then you don't apply the Tzuri Kamechav. So this is a question that seems to be a Machlokes Rashi. And Taisus in a discussion here and there. What does it mean, the Tzuri Kamechav? It means it's a psychological umdinah that he's kidding. That he's kidding. But if he's a Mumma Labad Azara, then it's not, then it's a psychological umdinah that he really means it. If he's a Nochri, then he really means it. If he's a Jew who's a Mumma Labad Azara, then he really means it. If he's a Jew who's not a Mumma Labad Azara, in it, and then the Gemara has right before the last line before the Mishnah. What if they want him? The last four lines before the Mishnah. Amalei Ravach, Abed the Rav, Ravash. What if he's true, Babi Kiva Lola Masra? They want him, don't pour the wine Labad Azara. We're going to give you the death penalty. You're going to be Menasach Yain Labad Azara. We're going to give you Einish Misa. He says, I don't care, give me the Einish Misa. They gave Masra, the kibbal all of Hasra is Mekabal. The din is you need Yataratzim Lemisa. So he's not a Mumma Labad Azara from before. But now he's prepared, he's taken the other person's wine, got a Menasachet Labad Azara, and they want him, don't do that, we're going to give you the death penalty. He says, I don't care, give me the death penalty. So the Gemara says, Eilech HaMumma Gadol Mizeh. Then clearly it's a Mumma. Then he's a Mumma. So some Rishonim seem to learn that this is a psychological statement. This klal that the three Amoraim say the difference between the Yisrael and a Nochri, that the Tzurika Mechavein, but if it's a Nochri or if it's Yisrael Mumala Vedizara, then you don't see the Tzurika Mechavein. This is all psychological umdiness. And others say no. Somehow the Tzurika Mechavein is just a restatement of the din of Eid and the Mosul Dovashen Shaloi. A Nochri can ask it. But even Aydei Maisa, a Jew cannot ask it. Unless he's Yisrael Mumma, Dina Kakum. It's not that he saw a moment that psychology is different. He saw lohu to do avodah zarah. We assume that he's not kidding. He really means it. No. The Tzur Kamachavin is not a psychological lum that he's kidding. Tzur Kamachavin is a strictest standard of Eilam Mosad Dovashen Shalah, Filaide Maisa. But if he's a Nochri or a Mumal of it is Zara, Dina Kinochri, then Oda Mosad Dovashen Shalah, Aide Maisa.
And a Nochri, you can't say the Tzur Kamachavin.
Yeah. By a Nochri, Aide Maisa, he cannot.
Says, I was just kidding around.
Yeah. Unless he says, Bishas Maisa, I'm kidding around. I don't really mean to deify it. But if he shechts the same of the Zara, then if a Nochri does it, or if a Mumal of the Zara does a Mumal Dina Ka'akum, so you treat him like a Nochri, say, Otomos of Dabashen Shloah, they Maisa. And if a Jew does it, that's the question. You say, does Nasa because of Tzurkamachavin. The Tzurkamachavin is a psychological umdin, and he's kidding. He didn't mean the shame of the Zara. Well, the Tzurkamachavin is a halachic statement that Eilan Mos of Dabashen Shloah, I feel like they Maisa. So that's different opinions in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Kivega has a long piece there in Siman Dalet on Yerideya that first he starts off by assuming it's a psychological umdin. And then he says, but you get the impression that it's not a psychological statement. It's a halachic principle that Einan Amosad Dov Sheinu Shaloi is stronger when you're dealing with a Jew. When it's a Nochri, Aydei Maisa, his Kavana can relate to the other fellow's property. If it's a Jew, even Aydei Maisa, his kavana does not relay. Then the next Mishnah has, it's also quoted in Yeridei, the Goyim used to worship Avodah Zarah. So the Jews, the Goyim used to worship mountains and rivers and all kinds of things. So you shouldn't shecht in a fashion that it looks as if that's why the Ovdei Avodah Zarah would have shechted an animal right by the ocean or right by the river, and the dam should go into the river. It looks as if they're worshiping Avodah Zarah. So it's an issur mishum marisayin. So you shouldn't do that mishum marisayin. Then the Mishnah says if you're doing it in your private backyard, then it's okay. The last two lines on the daf. Osa guma b'tach beis b'shul sheikonas adam b'tocha or bashuk, but in public lo yasiken. You shouldn't do it. What's the chilik between bashuk and privately? So the pashup shot is that it's the whole issue is because of marasayin. The marasayin is only if other people are watching. Nobody's watching, it's okay. Oh, so that's Tosis Kasha, the bottom Tosis. We assume Rav has a statement in many places. Here they wrote Shabbos HaMachdal, but it's in a few different Masechtas. Rav has a Machlokes, there's a Machlokes HaTanoim. What Dovish also Chachamim Mishu Marisayin. So Rav says, Afila Bechadri Chadar Mezos. So what's Rav going to do with this Mishnah? So Tosis quotes, a Yerushalmi, they don't tell you where the Yerushalmi is. Rabbi Kevega was kind enough to tell you, it's not in Chulin. Yerushalmi is, of all places, in Kilai. Okay. Rabbi Kevega is nice enough to tell you on the sign. So Tosis goes, there is a Yerushalmi, that's a Machlokes. Our Mishnah is Keneged Rav. The Gemara says in Beitza, it's a Machlokes HaTanoim. And Rav holds like those Tanoim, and there are Tanoim who disagree. Fine, that's what Tosis quotes from the Yerushalmi. But then they say, Talmud Shalonu wouldn't appear to assume like the Yerushalmi. Our Gemara seems to assume that it's not a machlokes. Nirushen Hashash Shalonu Soivikein. The Bavli doesn't seem to assume that the Mishnah Shalok Halacha. So Tosis says, no, it's a different word. Chadri Chadarim means, if people would be watching while you do it in your backyard, there would be a marasayin. But no one's watching. So that's an issue, Chadri Chadarim. But over here, in the guy's backyard, if he's going to have a guma in order to collect the dam, there wouldn't be any marasayin. Everybody understands he doesn't want to have the dam all over the backyard. Kedei lanakas es chatzera osaken. He wants to have a clean backyard, that's why. It's not that the Chadri Chadarim is mudler. If it's in his backyard, there is no marasayin poshut. That's what Tosis thinks, that it doesn't demonstrate anything about Chadri Chadarim. Then Tosis says the kasha from the last two lines. There's the Yomarim Ksubas that really belong to Masechah Shabbos. The Riv quotes in the Shabbos, if the fellow has a drain pipe, that the water is taken down from the rooftop, that it shouldn't leak into the roof. It goes down the drain pipe. Then the drain pipe got all clogged up with twigs and leaves and dirt. So the water is not going to go down. So the water is going to remain on the roof. It's going to flood the house is going to ruin the furniture upstairs. So there's a hefsed moment. So the Gemara says, Tzinar she'ol bo kaskasim, you have all the junk got caught in the drain pipe. Macha biraglo bitzina b'shabbos, you can clear it out on Shabbos. Ve'ena choshish, but you have to be careful to do it bitzina. What's wrong if you do it b'frahesi when other people are watching? So it looks as if it's a marisayin on misakin mana. Misakin mana, for real it isn't. Let's say you have a dirty plate and you wash it off. That's called misakin mana. The plate is dirty. So over here also, this is not a real misakin mana, because there the dirt and twigs and leaves that clogged up the drain pipe, that's not a real misakin mana. It's a marisayin on misakin mana. So if you do bitzina, so then there's no problem. So Taisa says, aye. What happened to Chadri Chadar? Called Dovashas Hamshir Marasan Afila Bechadri Chadar Mazosa. So Tesla gives the famous answer. The Shach made it famous. The Ramon Simon Pei Zayin said, the Ramon said, if you're having coconut milk together with chicken, so you don't have to worry about Marasan, because chicken is only Basa B'chol Rabbanon. There's no Marasan under Rabbanon. But if you have coconut milk with flesh, then there's a problem of marisayin, because flesh is basa b'chol of their rice. So the Shach was masik on the Ramor. Where did the Ramor get that from? A chilek between marisayin on the rice and the Rabbanon. He got it from the Tosis on that daf and Ksubis daf Sama. Tosis says that chaps an afkamina about chadri chadorim. If the marisayin, the worst aver they think that you're doing is an aver of the Rabbanon, then chadri chadorim is mutter. But if they think that you're doing an aver of the rice, then you apply the Yisr chadri chadorim. That's what Tosis answers over here also. Tosis says, "Bahu nami moy de rab de loshach sham chashad doham de rais shishor lemach lechatchila b'shabbos." The avera that they choshed him of doing, if they'll see him doing it, it's only a marisayin of a derabban. So then, b'chadru chadorim is muta. That's what Tosis said. That's the Shach's Tosis. The Tosis in Ksuvas Daf Samach wrote the same like that. Other Rishonim give a different answer over there. The Ran has all different answers. He thinks that that Befrahesi is a different issa because of Ubda Dechol. No. It's not because of Marisayin. Other Rishonim have a different sheet. Anyway, this Mishnah has that not only is there an issa Chukos Akum, Chukasem Loiselech, the Gemara has right before the Mishnah on the base. Not only is there a Zim Chukasem Loiselech, you're not allowed to imitate the Goyim, the way they dress and so on. You're not allowed to imitate the Jewish Shkotzim. Let's say they're Jewish tzedukim, or the Jewish minim. So the Mishnah says, "Shelo yichakeh, kedei shelo yichakeh es haminim." Not to imitate, lachakos mechikui, an imitation, with a kuf, with a chaf. Lachakos means to wait, lahamtin. Lachakos with a kuf, you're not allowed to imitate. Included in chukasakam is also shelo lachakos es hatzedukim, shelo lachakos es haminim.
I thought it was
up
to the chol; you wouldn't be allowed to do it.
If it's real, look, the Chol you're not allowed to. Don't know.
You have to be careful, though.
Is that
a
Mahomo?
No. If you do that, you have to make sure on Shabbos, that there's usually water in there.
Yeah.
So you're going to put the water, if it's on the grass.
On the grass?
Yeah.
You'll be watering the grass.
You'll be watering the grass.
Well,
unless
if it rained and there's anyway water on the grass, and another couple of drops not going to make. I mean, if it's dry on the grass, you have a problem of watering the grass. Okay. That'll be a psikration. Okay. The last Mishnah in the Perek is a famous din. You're not allowed to do shchut echutz. Shchut echutz means if the thing is really a carbon. So you're not allowed to shecht echutz lazar. The thing is not a carbon. I take a behemoth chulin, I make an announcement, I'm shechting it l'shem carbon oil. So the Gemara says, since the carbon oil is bob and edim and adobe, so somebody may think that you just declared it as a carbon oil and you're doing shchut echutz. But if the guy says, I'm shechting it l'shem carbon chatos, they know a chatos is not bob and edim and adobe. So there is no such thing. You can't shecht l'shem carbon chatos. Unless the people know that he once was Mechal Shabbos b'shegeg, and then he says, I'm shechting l'shem carbon chatos. So they may think that he designated this as his chatos in shechting shchut echutz. And then the Gemara says, there will be a marisayin. That's an issue. The Mishnah says, Zeh aklal, whatever is bob ben edim and edova, shechud ushmo, is osam ederabbanon. Osam ederabbanon, because of a marisayin, people will think that it's shchut echutz. But if it's not bob ben edim and edova, then there's no marisayin of shchut echutz, and there's nothing to worry about. What about osam toloi? Is Hashem Tali Bob Ben Edim and Dov and Hashem Tali, you're mechuyev to bring If you have a suffik ochal chela, suffik lo yochal chela. So then you mechuyev to bring an oshem tolet till you bring the oshem tolet. Yeah. Unless you ascertain that you vaday ate chela, then the oshem tolet is not sufficient. Then you have to bring a chatos afterwards. But kozman that you have a suffik ochal chela, suffik lo yochal chela, then you mechuyev to bring an oshem tolet. What if a guy out of the goodness of his heart, he doesn't have a suffik, maybe he ate a chelav, maybe he was mechal Hashem, but he doesn't think he ate chelav. Is he permitted to be menadim in Hashem Tolim? So that's a machloikis hatanoim. So the Gemara quotes, Rav Lezer is of the opinion, misnad of Hashem Tolim b'chol yoyim. You can volunteer to bring an Hashem Tolim any day of the year. The Gemara says increases, not exactly. The Gemara says the day after Yom Kippur, you cannot volunteer an Hashem Tolim. Because Yom Kippur is mechaper. If one was mechuyev in Hashem Tolim, for overall of Yom Kippurim, then he doesn't have to bring an Hashem Tolim. If a person is mechuyev achatas or an Hashem overall of Yom Kippurim, he's still mechuyev to bring the achatas or the Hashem after. But if someone was mechuyev in Hashem Tolim overall of Yom Kippurim, he didn't bring it yet, then he's not mechuyev to bring. So the day after Yom Kippur, he didn't have a chance to sin yet. So that's, the Gemara says, Moide Reb Lezer, the day after Yom Kippur, you have no right to volunteer in Hashem Tolim. The next day, it's already a day after, so maybe you did eat chela b'shege. Maybe you did do some aver b'shege. But so the Gemara's lashon is a little bit labdavki. He says, "Adam misnadav maybe korban Hashem Tolim b'chol yoyim," is not 100% accurate. So that's in Yoriday. This is all quoted, the Mishnah, that if a whole simon in Yoriday, simon hey, that if a person shechts and he says, "I'm shechting the Shem Oyel, the Shem Shlomim," it's a marasayin of shchut yichutz, because people know it is bo ben adam adava. So the onlooker may think that he was just magdish and he's shechting it b'chutz. Shchut yichutz is also b'ano.
I don't understand. He's really not shechting it?
He never designated it as a carbon. He said, just makes a tzedreita. I'm shechting it the same carbon oil. There is no such thing. It isn't a carbon oil. So it's not really a shchut echutz. He never designated it as such. But it's a marasayin. People will think that he was magdashid as a carbon oil, so they'll think that it's a shchut echutz.
Is there a certain lashon he has to use to be magdashid as a carbon? Maybe he's magdashid right now.
No, the Gemara says he was not magdashid. It's only a make-believe din midirabana, mishum marasayin. The people will think that it's a shchut echutz. He was not magdashid. But he says, I'm shechting of the shame of carbon, that's Bob and Edom and Adobe. So people will think that he was Magdashid prior to the Shechit. Yeah. Okay, Belinetta, tomorrow maybe we'll start the fourth Perek. Tomorrow I think I'll give the Shir at 1:05 after the Kashrus session is over. Then on Sunday we'll be back to normal. If that's normal. So on Sunday, Belinetta.